This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today described the contributions of Rajaraja Chola and Rajendra Chola as symbolic of Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat, and praised the Chola dynasty's cultural and architectural achievements, speaking at the valedictory function of the Adi Thiruvathirai festival in Gangaikonda Cholapuram in Tamil Nadu today. The Prime Minister honoured the legacy of two great rulers.
Ek prakar se Rajaraja ki ye shraddha bhumi hai, aur us shraddha bhumi mein इलिया राजा ने आज जिस प्रकार से शिव भक्ति में हम सबको डुबो दिया, सावन का मास हो, राज राजा की श्रद्धा भूमि हो और इलिया राजा की तपस्या हो, कैसा अद्भुत वातावरण। और मैं तो काशी का सांसद हूँ और जब ओम नमः शिवाय सुनता हूँ तो रोंगटे खड़े हो जाते।
The Prime Minister said that the economic and strategic advancements achieved during the Chola era remain a source of inspiration for modern India. He noted that India progressed swiftly in all directions through commercial advancement, utilization of maritime routes, and the promotion of art and culture during the Chola Empire, which serves as an ancient roadmap for building a new India. Mr. Modi highlighted that the great king Rajendra Chola established the Gangaikonda Cholapuram temple, which continues to be recognized globally as an architectural wonder. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed pride that science is progressing with renewed energy in 21st century India. In his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi spoke about Indian Air Force Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla's return from space. The Prime Minister mentioned the rapid growth of space startups in the country, pointing out that there were fewer than 50 startups in space sector 5 years ago, and the number has now increased to over 200. Mr. Modi praised Indian students who brought glory to the nation by winning 3 gold, 2 silver and 1 bronze medal at the International Chemistry Olympiad held in Dubai earlier this month. The Prime Minister stated that India has strengthened its position in the world of mathematics. Prime Minister Modi highlighted that the Astronomy and Astrophysics Olympiad will be held in Mumbai next month, with students from more than 60 countries participating in the event. He remarked that this will be the largest Olympiad to date. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said the seamless logistics management was a deciding factor in the success of Operation Sindoor. The Defence Minister said this while virtually addressing the convocation ceremony of Gati Shakti Vishwavidyalaya in Vadodara. Speaking on the occasion, Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav highlighted the transformational changes in Indian railways over the past 11 years. A total of 194 students received degrees in various disciplines during the convocation. One student from each course was honoured with the Academic Excellence Award, while Outstanding Project and Best Student Awards were also presented. Narcotics Control Bureau, along with Rajasthan and Maharashtra Police, has busted an interstate drug syndicate involved in the manufacture of synthetic drugs at village Tholakia in district Barmer, Rajasthan. In the joint operation, 2 members of the drug syndicate were detained. The Narcotics Control Bureau, in a statement, said that during the operation, the team found several precursor chemicals like chloroform, ammonium chloride, propylene chloride, toluene and bromine, along with lab equipment to manufacture the synthetic drug mefedrone. The U.S. administration has said that the August 1 deadline for imposing reciprocal tariffs remains unchanged and there will be no extension this time. U.S. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, while speaking on a news program, ruled out any possibility of an extension. He also said the European Union needed to open its markets for more U.S. exports to convince U.S. President Donald Trump to reduce a 30% tariff rate that is due to kick in on August 1. In cricket, the 4th test between India and England has ended in a draw at Old Trafford in Manchester today. The scores at the end of the match under Anderson Danilko Trophy were India 358 and 425 for 4 and England 669. Ben Stokes was declared player of the match. The second game of all-Indian final match between Konaru Hampi and Divya Deshmukh of FIDE Women's World Chess World Cup has ended in a draw after 34 moves in Batumi, Georgia, today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.